This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. I've gotten the thumbs up from Oscar, which means we are on the air, and we are with the bomb, Victoria LaBomb. She's, my gosh, she teaches people how to make great presentations and how to rock the room. She's got boot camps that she gives for some corporate executives, we're not allowed to mention who, that are famous. And so we're going to get some tips from her, and we're going to learn what they do at that boot camp. Welcome back, Victoria.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I got to make a quick adjustment right away, which is just for all of you listening. These are the events that Jim's talking about are actually for elite, advanced, creative, executive, entrepreneurs, and artists and authors.
Perfect. I couldn't say it that well.
Yeah, we have one coming up in May 8th and 9th, and it's an extraordinary collection. We've got three spots left, but just to give you an idea of the mix, which is what's so cool, we have a celebrity nutritionist coming, we have a top New York City architect coming, we have someone who runs a Columbia University department coming, we have two top executives from big tech companies, we have, I'm trying to think of who else is coming, a branding specialist from Boston. So it's a really interesting mix of executives, entrepreneurs, and artists. And so what we do for those 2 days is we look at amazing, fun, creative performance elements like storytelling, like audience engagement, like how do you create a bit, like a funny bit? Because that's what people remember from a speech. You know, no one comes up to a speaker and says, I loved your third point on leadership, but they say, oh, I love that thing that you did or that story you told. And that, Jim, is what we'll be doing.
Oh, that's just great. I know that I kind of try to experiment around with stuff like that on my own. At a recent event, I was with I was interviewing somebody in front of a whole bunch of people, and the guy turned to me and goes, you know, Jim, I can't deal with this for 47 minutes. I go, you don't have to worry about it for 47 minutes. About 15 minutes in, I turned to the guy and I says, it looks like he's getting a little bored. So since I do a lot of radio, it's time for a commercial break. I said, now, buddy, who did the financing for your last project? And his banker stood in the room and just like got as big as an oak tree. It was amazing. And it engaged the whole room. It did the front to back. It was great.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
Yes.
And I didn't even go to your thing yet. So that's the kind of stuff that you kind of teach people how to come up with and stuff?
Right. This is not like stand like this, let's count your ums, let's gesture like this. It's much more creative and it's fun. It's 2 days and we have dinners. We have photo sessions. I have a celebrity guest coming that'll blow people away. They're going to be tweeting to friends going, you're not going to believe who's here.
No, bye.
You know, I want my events not to be like this hardcore boot camp. I want them to be fun and celebratory and creative and high stakes and high takeaway.
So it's a fun camp, not a boot camp.
That's better.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's a fun camp for grown-ups. To me, it sounds like a fantasy camp for Jim Freed is what it sounds like.
Yeah, well, you should come.
Well, I'm going to have to talk to you about that off the air.
Yeah, and by the way, for those of you who are kind of going, how do I find out more and all that stuff, if you just go to rocktheroom.com, it'll bounce you right to my website. You can email us right from the homepage, and we've got free articles there. So come on over, rocktheroom.com.
You know, it's something that most people need today, depending on what, you know, they're trying to do. The thing today in today's business is it seems like everything and everybody is starting to be commoditized, and what we're talking about is ways to break through being a commodity and actually creating a space for yourself. This is where I need Bruce. And we go, well, and we keep referring to Bruce. It's Bruce Turkell who introduced us, for the record.
Right, exactly.
And Bruce is our branding expert, because this is where Bruce comes in and goes, exactly, how many times do I have to repeat that?
He's absolutely right. And what I want to do and what I do for my speakers is when there's a convention and, you know, there are 20 different speakers, everyone's talking about you. And they're saying, did you see Jim or did you see Don? And then they say, I'm so sorry I missed your session. I heard it was fantastic. That's who we make you become. The one everyone's talking about.
Oh, my gosh. So you create the buzz. You put the Z in buzz. And the capital B, I guess.
V in va-voom.
Ooh, you put the V in va-voom. Oh, I like that. You must have been practicing that one, Victoria.
Va-voom, rock the room. No, I just made it up.
You're too cute. Listen.
I think it's actually a little bit racy. I think I better delete that one from the list.
Well, I don't know. Sometimes people like that, too. You never know. You got to go across all different kinds. But, Victoria, we've only got like another minute or two left.
Okay.
So why don't you tell me a little bit more about your event and how people can get more information about your I don't want to call it an event. Event about your fun camp for creative people.
Yeah. Well, you're so sweet, and I want to give people a tip. I'm going to give you a killer tip at about it, and then I want to give you...
Only a have 3 minutes in the whole show, Victoria, so that's a heads up.
You were doing 45 seconds.
Done.
All right. Are you ready? Here we go. 45 seconds. Go. So, for those of you listening who are keen to learn more, who also want a free article, just come to the website, rocktheroom.com. You can enter your email and get a free killer, killer, killer article called 20 Tips to Turn Your Presentation into a Performance. So grab that, and if you want to come to the May 8th and 9th event, we have 3 spots left. You can email us from the page rocktheroom.com.
I'm going there. I want the free tips. They're priced the right way.
So here's the tip. Here's the tip. Never end your presentation on a Q&A because you want your final moment to be one that you can control. You always want to put your Q&A right before the end, and then you end and you say, all right, I have a final video, story, quote, question, image, and you leave people with the impression that you want to control and create. So there's your tip. Never end on a Q&A. Always control the finale.
Oh, yeah, because the person that's asking the question, they're trying to control everything.
There you go.
Oh, Victoria, thank you so much. Your website, one last time.
Rocktheroom.com.
All right, Victoria's rocking the room. We'll